second in EHS to release and analyze the results of the fourth quarter and the year of 2007. This audio conference is going to be performed in Portuguese only with simultaneous translation into English. At this moment, we are going to have all participants in listen-only mode, and then we are going to start with our Q&A session. If you need any help during the conference call, please press star zero. This conference call is being recorded and will be made available at the company website, ri.grendene.com.br. Here we have with us Grendene's main executives that are going to be available to answer questions. Rudimar Dallonder, Industrial Commercial Director, Gelson Luiz Crociora, Financial Controllership Director, Luiz Antonio Moronha from the Sales Department, Edson Matsui, Product Development, Marcio Dalbo, Marketing, Mairo Freitas, Exports, Paulo Pedofilho, Special Sales, and Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director. The press release of 4Q 2007 is available at the website ri.grendene.com.br in the Portuguese and English versions. Before we begin, I would like to let you know that this conference call is going to be talking about operation and financial outlook of the company. They involve risk, uncertainty, and relate to future events. And any changes in the market, macroeconomic policies, or legislation may affect Grendene's performance. I will pass the floor now to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director. Good morning. Thank you to take part in a conference call of Grendene to release the results of the 4Q 2007 and the year of 2007, as well as the company outlooks for the year of 2008. Certainly, most of you have read information that we released yesterday after the closing of the market in our press release, the numbers regarding this period. So I'm going to be very brief, just highlighting some aspects and talking about our prospects, and I'm going to leave a longer time for questions and answers. Before we go into the results, per se, I just have a few notes. We are going to pay the balance of dividends regarding the social year closed on December 31st, 2007, as of April 30th, 2008, in the amount of 47.7 million or 0.477 per stock, ex-dividend as of April 18th, 2008. With the payment of this balance of accrued dividends, distributed relative to the period of 2007, add to 119 million, and we anticipated on 22 August 2007, 30 million, and on November 28th, 42 million. As we also announced in the previous conference call, Grendene submitted to its board a plan of stock options. This plan has been approved by the board for final approval in the general stockholders meeting that is going to be held on April 14, 2008. Let's then talk about the performance of the company in 2007. For us, it is a great pleasure to inform to the market the results attained in the year of 2007 and for Q07. The fourth quarter was came with no surprises. Within the expected, it was the strongest quarter of the year, representing 35% of the volume of pairs of the year and also of the net growth of the year. The adjusted EBITDA represented 42% of that attained in the whole year, and in net profit, it accounted for 38% of the year's net profit. So again, it was the strongest quarter and decisive for company results in the year. The positive surprise was the strong growth of 22.5% of the gross income in exports against the same period of 2006. In the year, our net income grew by 9.1% in relation to 2006, which enabled us to have an adjusted net profit of 258 million, a record in the history of 37 years of Grendene. Our growth was attained with the sale of 13.7 million shoes, more than in the previous year. Out of these 13.7, 8.6 million went to the international market and 5.1 pair of shoes to the domestic market. With this increase, we returned to the level of production we had in 2004 when we went public, a little bit more than that, of 145 million pairs of shoes, which corresponds to a production of 570 pair of shoes per workday. Although volumes returned to the levels of 2004, the adjusted net profit is 27% over that of that year, which gives us a compound average rate of growth of 8.5% a year for the adjusted net profit since we went public in 2004. Our EBITDA grew in 2007 by 6.6% in relation to 2006 to 338.2 million, and cash generation of the operational activity grew by 54% to 281 million. This expressive increase in cash generation was attained thanks to increasing the efficiency of the company's financial cycle, which reduced from 125 days equivalent in sales to 114 days. These expressive results have no match in the shoe sector in the world. And even if compared to other industries, they are very good. We can find bigger competitors in the international market, and we can also find more profitable competitors. But having the two qualities together, size and profitability, it is only Grendene. Grendene, with the numbers, attained in 2007 a return on equity of 25.8%, discounting non-recurring income, and 26.8% if you consider recurring income. In the internal market, we grew less than what we expected, 5.1% in volume, which was paid off by the growth in the international market of 27.2%. With this, we had an increase in the share of export incomes in relation to the total income, which pressured our margins down for two reasons. In the international market, Grendene advantages in terms of known brand and logistics are not as strong as in the internal market, and our margins are smaller. In addition, these margins are pressured by exchange devaluation that sometimes we cannot transfer to our customers. Our gross margin was 43% of the net income in 2007 and was 44.7% in 2006. It is not because of that we are giving up the international market. This gain of scale is key to gain competitiveness, and this is a market of 16 billion pairs of shoes a year. Gain of scale dilutes fixed costs, especially the costs related to the molding of the shoes, which are essential for the manufacturing of products, and thus benefits both markets, domestic and international. We will keep growing in the international market and want to grow more in the domestic market. Our strategy to reach these two objectives is in optimizing commercial and marketing processes, intensifying the creative use of the media and licensing, offering innovative designing even more tuned in to the end customer. In the industrial area, we want to be leaders in costs through scale and technology of proprietary production. In the financial area, we'll keep our solidity to be conservative in this point to be bold in the company business. We estimate to have a growth of approximately 10% in gross revenues in the first half of 2008, with our volumes growing above that and unit prices slightly below. We still want to continue to improve the economic fundamentals of Brazil, with the GDP growing, although less than 2006, unemployment rates going down, stable interest rates, controlled inflation, expanded credit, an average exchange rate of 1.75 reais per dollar. Our expectations have been confirmed by the recent releases of GBA. January was not a good month for the internal market, but it was very good for exports. That will probably jeopardize growth in the first quarter, as anticipated, but we still keep the same forecast for the first half of 2008, which is an average growth of 10%. Well, our numbers are very well detailed in the press release and in our management report, so I tried just to highlight what is essential and what we are going to do to face the future. It's important, in terms of economic and financial aspects, to remind that Grendene continues to have a sound financial standing. We are still keeping up with increasing our installed capacity without need for relevant investments, and we can respond very fast to market demand. We have scale, efficiency, and versatility in production, and very strong known brands.
We believe that our targets are going to be reached with talent, creativity, dedication, and a great effort from all our team that our team has shown. Thank you very much. Let us now move to Q&A session. Thank you very much. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. To remove a question from the list, dial number 2. Excuse me, just to remember, if you want to ask a question, dial asterisk 1. To ask a question, star 1, I'm sorry. Excuse me, our first question comes from Marcelo Ferri from Itaú. Good morning, everyone. Basically, my first question refers to the gross margin. We would like to know, considering the drop in the margin, how much is related to product and how much is related to increasing inputs? Good morning, Marcelo. How are you? So what happens to our margin is that when the revenues from the international market and the ratio goes up, as the margins in international market are smaller, it inevitably the total margin of the company goes down a little. Last year we had a volume increase of 10.35%. And an increase in unit cost of 1.83% in the total production, and therefore an increase that was smaller than inflation in the period. But what really accounts for the drop in margins is the largest ratio from export revenues. But do costs also have an impact? Do you see an increase for the first quarter? And then you are buying, do you think this is going to have a stronger impact? You were talking about growing more markedly. No, I'm talking about cost, in fact, increase in cost. Right now, we don't see any cost pressures, neither in terms of raw materials or labor or from any of the inputs of our products. nothing except the regular business. And the nominal CPV of the company is flat. A slight increase that is lower than inflation. Good, very good. Basically, it's about marketing expenditures. On the third and fourth quarters, and there was an impact on the third quarter, it was the gross margin that had an impact on the company's. And the marketing in the first quarter so as to boost in internal market or domestic markets, or are you going to keep the marketing costs in line with the net revenues? What are you doing about marketing? Marcelo, we usually publish a guidance of marketing expenses between 8 and 9%, but we cannot publish and anticipate exactly when we are going to launch our campaigns, because this is strategic information and this would be an advantage in face of the competition. So all we can say is that our objective is to keep expenditures between 8 and 9% all along the year. For the quarter, we cannot go into detail. Thank you very much. And the last question is about the overall status. Do you think that your gross margins is going to go on this lower level as the fourth quarter, or can we expect an increase in the gross margin in terms of increasing sales in a domestic market? Marcelo, we expect for this year to grow. We expect a growth in both markets, both in the domestic and international. We do not expect that the growth in exports to be significantly larger than the growth in a domestic market. In this manner, we do not expect that this any type of deterioration in terms of margins. But note that in any circumstances, even with smaller margins, we are only going to export if there's profit and if profitability is good. Otherwise, we're not going to export. We're not going to export products to have loss or with a reduction of the profitability of the company. That is, if the volume compensates for the drop in margin, we will export. Otherwise, we will not. Thank you very much. Those were all my questions. Thank you very much, Marcelo. Excuse me, our next question comes from Renato Prado from Fator Corretor. Good morning, everyone. I would like to have an idea of how you see the evolution in terms of expenses with sales. On the whole, not only in terms of expenses with marketing, but as I could realize, there has been a significant improvement in relation to the fourth quarter of 06, which was not accounted only with the reduction of the ratio of expenses with marketing and advertising. How do you see the involvement of this area in relation to the total net revenues for the next year? Thank you very much. Good morning, Renato. When we increase volume, we usually dilute our expenses. That is, this reduction comes from our scale gains, and in any case of sales, also scope gains, more products being sold by the same salespeople, and so our expenses drop proportionally. Our policy is to keep marketing expenses as a proportion being 8 to 9% of the net revenues of variable expense, and other sale expenses should keep constant, falling proportionally to the increase in volume. Excuse me, our next question comes from Carlos Moraes from Geração Futuro. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first one regards the discounts given to customers, which I've seen there has been a quite significant increase both in the quarter and in the full year that would even have a significant impact on the average price if you accounted that in terms of the net, the gross revenue, in terms of the average cost per unit. How do you explain that increase? And the second is considering the cash of the company, have you seen any more significant event in terms of expansion, both in terms of organic expansion or through any acquisition? Well, let's first answer the first question, and the issue of the discounts. Well, Grendene has always given discount, that type of discount, ever since we started operating. This is a common and regular practice in our industry. In 2007, we increased our discounts because we thought that that would be good both for customers to pay more on time and also in terms of retaining those customers as our customers. So, in fact, there was an increase in discounts to customers, which had an impact, and it is accounted as financial expenses and has an impact on the financial performance. Now, when you analyze, and if you analyze the net margin of Grendene, excluding non-recurring revenues for 2006, you will see that in 2006 it was 21.9, and in 2007 it was 21.1. Therefore, in spite of the discounts, we've had a margin that was very close to that of 2006. As to the issue of cash, Grendene is announcing in this press release that its production capacity of 190 million pairs per year, above, therefore, the 176 million. How do we increase capacity? Only optimizing processes. And we are sure about that because on the last quarter we tested new manufacturing schemes that that make it possible for us to ensure this this volume of 190 million. Therefore, Grendene has 45 million of idle capacity, which makes it possible for us to say that the growth we expect in the market for the next 2, 3, maybe even 4 years, Grendene will not need to make any significant investments. Therefore, we are going to have an organic growth using our idle capacity. Likewise, Grendene is analyzing, and it's always aware or paying attention to any businesses that might come up and that might be interesting in terms of acquisitions, so long as this business has some type of synergy with our business and it is possible for us to have or to apply our comparative advantages in that business. So we are not interested in investing our cash in businesses where Grendene cannot make a difference. Therefore, what I can tell you is that this cash we will go on generating financial revenues, and that it will only be invested when we have an opportunity, when we have assets that have a good cost benefit or a good return investment relationship. Now, going back to the discounts that is given to customers, so from now on, we think we can expect that discounts will keep at that level. Is that accurate? Yes, that's right. This year, we are going to keep, we expect to keep this policy with the same level of discounts. We're not going to change that. Thank you very much.
Jessica Queen, please. I remind you that if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. Excuse me, again, if you have any questions, just press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you that if you want to ask a question, just press star 1. We are now closing our Q&A session. I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations.
Well, the prospect for next year, or our outlook for next year, or for next years, indicate an increasing demand for shoes as a consequence of economic development and improvement of purchasing power of the company. Based on this expectation, Renden is ready to grow and has manufacturing capacity that can be rapidly expanded at low cost, a solid cash status that makes it possible for Grandene to expand with consistency and safety. For this reason, Grandene should reinforce the execution of its strategy in 08, identifying new segments with new licenses, innovating in products, reinforcing its brands with aggressive marketing through multiple medias, and seeking excellence in the operation through in continuing improvement. The objective is to gain scale, increasing with in a solidity and sustainability, both in a domestic and in a foreign market. I would like to thank you all for your presence here today. Thank you very much. Grandene conference call is now closed. We thank you all very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you very much for using Chorus Call Brazil.